I'm Andrew Kittredge, and this is Talking Pictures. This week, I asked seven people to describe the same picture. This is what they said.
So, it's a black and white photograph of...
Well, it's not really... It's predominantly black, and then we've got some areas of very dark gray, and then also some areas of white.
There's a lot of shadows, obviously. It's like a big grayscale wash, like going back and forth between really deep pitch black and like gradients of gray.
I can't quite tell if we're looking at maybe a landscape photograph, or I don't, it could be mountains, could, you know, for all I know it's lava.
I don't know that it would have occurred to me that this is a Death Valley landscape if I hadn't seen the caption.
But it's in California, just sitting there.
The depth of field is very interesting.
I would guess that it's someone from the F64 Club, but I'm not certain. It just has that kind of really straightforward aesthetic.
It's very striking. It's very bold.
There's a strong contrast and strong contrast between the highlights and the shadows, with very little middle tone.
It really highlights the dimensionality of the sand dunes.
But then as I was looking at it more, I thought it looked like some sort of carbonite or some sort of like metalloid that was being refracted or something.
Looking at it, it appears to have somewhat of a molten glass effect to the sand, which is interesting because sand turns into glass.
You can't really tell that it's sand dunes. I mean, granted, there's a title, but...
The shapes are certainly abstract when taken into like consideration of geometric form.
To my eye, it has a very fluid, more of a sculptural form.
It feels kind of human.
What I see is the face of a man.
I don't know, it's like anatomical.
Kind of the broad, sweeping form of, say, an ocean creature such as a stingray.
I see a head.
Actually, like a man's chest, but maybe that's just me.
Kind of looks like a leg of perhaps a horse or some kind of farm animal.
I see eyes.
This is a little bit of poetic license, artistic license that I'm taking here and calling it a leg. But, you know, a Picasso leg.
Picasso-ish, but... heavy emphasis on the shadows.
There's one spot on one of the thirds that is like a little bit shaded and has somewhat of a bizarre darkness that I can't relate to light.
Yeah, his lips are bizarrely pointing out and to the side of him.
You can relate to the image, but the subject itself is fairly fluid and with a strong sense of movement.
He's in a very dramatic, cathartic pose.
And I find the form to be kind of organic.
It's not really representing much. It's not even really representing sand dunes.
This kind of fluid, sculptural form is not what you typically would see in a desert landscape.
You know, it looks sort of like a ghost or a phantom.
There's no, like, precise figure in the picture.
Although it's a very abstract body, almost, like...
It looks almost smoky. I don't know, it kind of looks like there might be, like, fog or something.
Almost looks like a bone structure in that it's smooth.
It's very smooth, though.
Soft lines.
Water. So I see a current.
Kind of looks like... the face of a planet or something.
The desert is a really weird looking thing. It looks like it's from another planet.
Who knows?
It's just a weird picture for sand dunes, frankly.
But that's the thing. That's why this photograph is very interesting to me, because not a clue, yet I like it.
The photograph discussed was William Garnett's Sand Dune Number 4, taken in Death Valley, California in 1954. I'm Andrew Kittredge, and this was a production of The McGill Daily and CKUT.